Toy Story 4 spoilers. I'm doing this one with Juan on one podcast.
And hi, because I have the book, and don't end it, Emma. So, wrote the book. All this, the credit for this goes to me. And, well, what happens is, it starts off with little Bo Peep leaving because Andy's sister doesn't want her anymore. So she sells it, and then Woody and Bo Peep go under a truck, and they have a moment there. And this is after Toy Story 2, before Toy Story 3. And then Andy gets upset because he loses him, and then Woody goes in the house through the window, and yeah. But before that, they're trying to rescue RC because he fell out the window. So, yeah. So, as they're dead, and so it starts out with them all in the closet because they're not allowed to stay outside the closet, and Jesse is having anxiety and stuff like that. She's like not really able to breathe, and well, Bonnie.
Hey, Juan.
Yeah.
Did you grab your clothes for tomorrow?
Yeah. And Bonnie, is sleeping, and they're all talking
so
in there.
When I go down, I'll be able to see you.
Yeah. And so she, they're sleeping, and then they wake up, and she starts playing with them for a little bit, but she leaves Woody in there. She takes the sheriff's pin off of him and puts it on Jesse, and she plays town, and there's like a hat shop owner. Buzz is the mailman and stuff like that. And even more, like, that's just the beginning. And she has to go to the preschool, like, before kindergarten stuff. And she's lonely, but Woody sneaks in the backpack so he could watch her. And he goes in the trash can. He gets a spork and some art equipment. She makes Forky, puts him in the backpack when they leave. And he's like, oh, I can't believe I'm talking to a spork. And he's like, hi. And then when they get home, he keeps on going in the trash can. So Woody goes in the trash can, keeps on catching him and throwing him out of the trash can for the whole night. And then she finds out that she's having a road trip. They go on the road trip. She never took Woody out of the bag, so she ends up taking Woody with. And she keeps on Forky keeps on jumping out the window and stuff. And then when he finally does, Woody follows him. They go to the antique shop. The antique shop has Gabby isn't necessarily, like, Gabby is not a bad character, actually. Surely, she needs a, she broke into a box, son's box, and, she tries to get it. They run away to the, they don't run away. No way. There's gonna be a little girl, the, antique shop owner's granddaughter. Her and she takes Woody to the park and they play there. Then Woody escapes from her, finds Bo Peep in a skunk with the cop. Then the sheep, and they go back because Forky was like left there. They meet. Well, Bo Peep introduces Woody to what's his face? Duke Kaboom. Mm-hmm. Duke Kaboom helps them with his motorcycle, gets to the cabinet where they're keeping Forky. They get Forky, they escape. There's a cat that they have to escape from too. Until they get there. And Bonnie loses the backpack. they are able to get to the antique shop owner and, like, notify her without, like, knowing that twins are alive, that she lost a backpack by, like, giving stuff to her secret Buzz escapes trying to get them, but he, like, actually tells Bonnie that you're missing your backpack, like, legitimately, like, while she's pressing the buttons and playing with it. And then, like, one of the buttons when she pressed it was, like, he said, you're missing your backpack at the antique cheek shop. Go get it. Like, after he escapes and stuff, nothing really happens there. They meet Bunny and Ducky. When she goes there, they're on the things. Woody gives up his, speaker box to
Gabby,
because she wants a kid. The kid yeets Gabby. It's like, oh, isn't she so cute? Do you want it? And then she's like, nope, and then throws her across the room because, well, she's creepy. And then when they escape, Woody's in the backpack. They get the backpack, Bonnie, and when they're there, Gabby escapes with them too. And there's this sad kid that is crying and lost her parents. Woody goes and, like, go to her, like, make her happy. And Gabby is like, oh, thank you. Gives Woody a hug and then runs to her, like a little kid. Like, she's, like, crying on the ground because she lost her parents. She gets Gabby, and everything's good. And Woody and Bo Peep are, like, Bo Peep's like, come with me, we'll be free toys. And he's like, I need to get to Bonnie, and then the book ends there. So, recap, there's really not a bad character. Gabby is, well, misunderstood and jealous, kind of, and stuff. And, well, it's kind of complicated. I never actually saw the movie yet, although it comes out in 2 days, right? Day, and I know what happens because I have the book. I bought it. I read it like 5 times to see if there's any like Easter eggs. But at the end of the book, the only Easter egg I found was the Cocoa guitar on the posters. So when they meet Ducky and Bunny, there's on the prize thing, there's gonna be a Cocoa guitar. It was actually gonna be like 5 or 4 exactly, I think. Maybe five. And the other stuff I think is really important is they keep on, like, trying to get the they're, like, saying they need inner voice and stuff, and they're pressing their buttons and their pull strings to see, like, advice from them. And, like, and he's like, Buzz, like, when he leaves, he's saying podcast. He is like, what should I do, in her voice? And then it's like something about, like, helping a friend in need. And I think that will be very important. And I think it's kind of an Easter egg in a way. I think if there is a Toy Story 5, which I doubt it, but I grew up on the Toy Story, so it's my favorite movie ever, and I'll be so happy if it was. Been waiting 9 years for Toy Story 4. I feel like Toy Story 4 isn't going to be the best one. I think the best one is 1, then 3, then 2, but I think the inner voice, they cannot control, like, obviously, in a way, but their quote-unquote inner voice, the toy speaking box, is what gives them their life. Or, like, those toys give them life. But, I don't know. Like, I know that's not true, but I think that's what gives some toys life. I think it's different for all types of toys. So thank you. I will see you guys later. And don't forget to listen to One on One podcast. It's my basketball podcast. Follow it.
Stretch.
Watch it. And make sure to follow my sister, which is... I don't really know what her name is. I'm just doing it. What is it? It's Emma, so yeah.
Pretty easy name.
Make sure you... Well, you go find mine. I have my first podcast recently came out. Got a couple views. And, well, hope you enjoyed it. I am, like, 99.999% sure this is everything that happens in 2024. Because it's the book. Maybe, like, a couple words are different, but still. Love you guys. Bye. Thank you.
I'd like to give a thanks to One on One for being here with us and doing this podcast with me.
Well, for you.
Yeah.
Smile.
He read the book, so I don't really...
And I'm not letting her read it because I tried to, and she read a chapter, and then she started, like, bending the pages and stuff, so the answer was no.
So, smile. I'm really happy One was able to do this video for me.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.